Welcome to the Don and Lynn Show, another Saturday night on BBS's most controversial and perhaps worst show on the network. This is Lynn Free. This is my co-host, Don Newsom.
Thank you for that terrific introduction. That actually was exceptional.
It was.
Thank you. Yes, it was absolutely true, I might add. Absolutely true.
You know what? Don, that intro was so good that Don didn't even go take the whiz that he was going to take. Right?
Yeah, that's right. I plumb forgot.
So I want you guys to know that my co-host is going to be under pressure during this show, even more pressure than usual, because now he's got two pressures. He's got to go do something.
I got your upper lip and your lower lip.
He's got to look good. Make sure that he maintains his image as the...
Hey, you can't tarnish my image.
...of the CEO of the BBS Radio Network.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not the CEO.
The founder.
One of them.
You're the founder, right?
Yeah, one of them.
Okay.
One of the founders. One of the guys who found the thing and thought, hey... All right, we got something good going here.
Truthfully, Don is the slave of BBS Radio.
No, I just am in total service to others. I got to tell you, and I'm glad you brought that up, because before we get into the show, I want to dance a little bit with the audience, and it's really a thank you, because I got to tell you, in my travels, during my phone calls, during my walks and get outs and whatever it is I'm doing, people are woken. They've woke up. And, of course, everybody seems to think that it's a little chaotic out there. Of course, that's intentionally done. We're moving into a corporate fascist state, folks, and they're trying to pull it off, and we ain't going to let them. And the truth is, they ain't going to get away with it. The media just is not going to bullshit, excuse my language, enough people and keep the wool over their eyes long enough to continue these wars and to continue this crap. We are not going fascist, and the media ain't taking us there. And if they think they are, they got another thing coming. So that's my little bite today, folks. If you're following up on the free press, news, the internet, what's going on, then you probably know why I'm a hornet right now. But the truth is, most of these members now, we all know, are bought, paid for, and they're traitorous. So we know that in most forms are legislative, executive, and judicial branches, especially the high ends. It's sad, but true. What are we going to do about it? We got to clean them out of there, folks. We got to wake up now and clean them out of there. We have the opportunity now. The reason they're moving it so fast, the reason you feel it so chaotic out there, the reason they're trying to make it that chaotic, is because they have certain timelines, and we can throw monkeys right into the wrench, and that means electing a man like Ron Paul for the next election and really sticking it to these globalist idiots who want to centralize power so that it can be even more susceptible to terrorism. I mean, their old way of thinking these days is so outdated, and they want to put us, the world, humanity, and themselves into more problems than we're already in today, just for what? And that's money. And it's sick. Sorry. All right. Let's go on.
I'll agree with all that.
But people are waking up. They're having to do it with our eyes wide open. Remember that movie? Eyes Wide Open? Well, I'll tell you. They're doing it now, and everybody's looking at them. And you know it's funny. They know it. They actually know it. They know that they're not pulling the wool over your eyes. They know that people have woken up and are waking up en masse. But here's the thing. As long as they dance in front of the stage long enough, they can keep some semblance to the facade until it's too late. And that's really what they're trying to do, knowing that the smarter people out there just don't believe it, don't buy it. We know they've succumbed to working with the terrorists and blowing up our own buildings and our own countries and killing our own citizens, and then genocide in Iraq with over 1 million citizens killed. And then they're wanting to move into Iran, and only because, if, you know, enough brave people are not going to allow it to happen, that it slowed down the process. But these guys are wackos, and we need to clean them out of this country. I mean, let them go somewhere else. They've cleaned them out of other countries before, these globalist bandits and bankers. And we need to do the same again, once again, with this fine country. It's still a fine country. Don't let them tell you different or make you feel different. So, yeah, it burns me. It lately, it's been coming to a feverish pitch throughout the internet and throughout the things that they're trying to do. And most people are catching on, yet they're still running away. So, I'd like to bring them to justice.
Okay.
All right.
Now, why don't you talk about that the whole show, Don?
You know I could. I'm very, very politically minded these days. I never used to be until Reagan. And, yep, I got on the bandwagon with Reagan, and I was a youth Republican, and I loved it. And I was totally brainwashed then, and I still have dear feelings for the man, and I'm brainwashed now, probably because of it.
Who?
Reagan?
I'm sorry. Say his name again?
Ronald. Old Ronnie.
Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, we were one of the first 100 in his task force. We got a handwritten note by him. We saved it. It's like gold dust. Beautiful. Two-page handwritten on just regular little parchment paper. It was really nice. I mean, you got to admit, he did a class job. But he just didn't tell the truth the way we, the people who want the truth out there, want it to be. And there are a lot of things happened under his administration which has led us into where we are now. And if you don't believe that, just look at his vice president and guess where he is today and where his family is today and what's going on today and how come these secret organizations, CIA...
Who was Reagan's vice president? Was that Bush?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got a bunch of criminal bankers that were allowed to get in early, and they finalized the deal, and now they're raping everybody with crooks in the deal. But then that's just part of the agenda. So it's unfortunate, but people actually have to stand up now and make the determination whether they're going to put up with it or not.
Not
if they don't, then they're going to be putting up with a lot less and a lot more, if you know what I mean.
What are the polls saying about Ron Paul?
Well, the polls, depending on whose poll you're trying to, you know, get a stat from, most polls to me are garbage. I don't care where they're coming from. They're like your government statistics, your media. It's all a mind screw. So I don't buy into stats. Now, I do love the internet stats, and sometimes they're more reputable, I think, polling companies that aren't large ones that are controlled, but really good ones that try to do a good job. And everyone I've seen puts Ron Paul so far ahead, the rest are like negligible dust.
Are you serious? He's actually ahead?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't raise the kind of money he did as fast as he did and not be well ahead of all of them. I mean, think on that for a second. The people love them. They prove it in one day. They prove it over and over and over. I mean, what kind of proof do people need? This guy has the people. He has the world because of his heart. And people believe him. And they want this regime, fascio regime, out of here. And really, it's more than it's a murderous fascist dictatorship regime. That's really what it is, folks. You got sick pedophile wackos. Wackos! In there. Yeah.
How much did he raise?
Well, it was about over $4 million.
$4 million?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not too bad. All right.
Well,
did you know I just went to drink my coffee, and would you believe there was a fly in there, a big one?
In your coffee?
Something. Like a daddy long leg. I mean, it went inside my mouth. There was like these legs going everywhere.
I hope he wasn't a Ron Paul. That's one vote less for Ron. Oh, well, flies don't vote.
Bummer. I want my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if I should just eat them. I should just eat them. So what do you feel passionately about these days, Wynn? Passionately. What's got you in motion?
What's got me in motion?
What's ringing your bells?
Oh, I'm fairly like outside of the yin-yang, Don.
Yin-yang.
Yeah.
You're outside of it. Good
outside
for
it.
You. You know, I'll tell you, these last few days have been extreme, haven't they? I bet you felt them. I mean, if you're around group energies all day long, I would have to say you must have felt in the last 2 days particularly, but 3 days overall, I would have to say. And I was hearing, funny, I was hearing Steve talk about it earlier, I believe. But the truth is, we talked about it before he got on the show, and I totally agree with him.
Hmm? Steve who?
Parrish.
Okay.
Yeah, something interesting's occurring.
We
got some very strong spiritual energies. I don't know what it all means, but I've certainly felt them. It's extreme. The last few days have been really extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people have tuned into that. I don't know why.
Have you? Who is that girl that was on your show, on VBS, that was singing from Netherlands?
Wasn't she beautiful? If you guys go to Cosmic Love and you click on the index page and the drop-down menu and you choose Cosmic Love, go to his bio page, you'll hear one of her songs right instantly when you get to his bio page. Beautiful. And a link to Simone.
Mm-hmm. I met her, interestingly enough.
Beautiful voice.
About 2 years ago, we were in a bar in Sedona, and we were all sitting at the same table.
Really? Wow, she's got such a lovely voice.
She does, I know
she
it.
She does, yeah.
I'm not very talkative tonight. What am I going to do? God. We have to catch a groove to get me talking, you know.
Well, let's talk about something that's so real near and dear to you.
Let's see. You know, we could have... you know Jara and Dennis?
Jara, that's what I call her. Sorry, Jara, but, you know, if it's two of us now calling you Jara, we're never going to turn around and call you Jara.
Now, what does she call herself? Jara?
I think so. I call her Jara. I don't know why. I can't help it. I know she's Jara, but I just call her Jara, kind of like you. It must be something to do with my Canadian accent.
Well, call her up. let's call her up and clarify this, okay?
She'll call in. If she really cares, she'll call.
Well, maybe she went to the bathroom and didn't know we were talking about her.
Oh, believe me, women can feel when you're talking about them.
They can.
That's what they tell me.
You know who we've never had on the Don Wynn show is your kids.
Yeah.
Your wife.
Yeah.
I think we should have your wife on the show and get her opinion of you.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Well, just we have a well-rounded show.
You nutball.
You know, have her.
Let's get your mama on here.
Have her be. Now you guys know
that's her opinion of you.
I want the audience to notice that Don is shaking in his shoes right now. Oh my God! Anything but that.
Anything.
Anything but
having
my wife come on the show and give her opinion about me. Is she listening? She's not one of our fans, is she?
No.
No.
No, she doesn't listen to our program.
Did she ever listen to it even once?
Never.
Not even once.
I don't think she's ever listened to our program once. Fact.
She's never listened to any BBS program?
Maybe half of one day.
Half a program?
I think so. That'd be about the most.
And then she got bored?
Well, you know, it's not easy with four kids, and, you know, she isn't that inclined.
All right.
Yeah, it's a little different. She leads a little different life. She enjoys it. I enjoy it. We enjoy being together. It's just, you know, we're very unique in our ways, and we celebrate each other because of it. It's beautiful. If you could be as lucky as I am, you're a lucky man.
Mm-hmm. So she doesn't mind that you work 12 hours a day or 13 hours a day.
She loves the fact that I love being in service to others. She loves it.
Well,
of course, I am who I am because of it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, women are different creatures than men. You know that, right?
Well, I don't know anymore. Some of them look the same.
They look.
And then we have amoebas.
They look the same as men. Now, you guys remember, I told you this is BBS's worst radio show. We are Drive Time Radio.
At its worst. Drive Time Radio at its worst. Tune in now.
Drive Time Radio to drive you crazy. Jara, why aren't you calling? Call Jara, come on.
Jara?
Come on, call her up.
Call up Jara? Nah.
I told her I was going to bring her on tonight.
She'll be on. She'll phone.
Well, maybe she's not listening.
She's listening.
How do you know?
I know things. I'm a knower of things.
Now, Jara and Dennis have a very cute show. Have you listened to their show lately?
Yes. No. Yes.
No?
Well, kind of, sort of. When I listen to shows, they're going on in the background. Do I really hear them? I'm listening.
Maybe I should introduce the show again.
Absolutely. Give it a go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Don and Win Show, but we're not sure because it might be the Win and Don Show. We've been changing it from week to week. It just depends who's on top and who's on bottom. And this is BBS's most controversial and worst show in the entire network. And it is sponsored by Winfrey and Don Newsom, who happens to be not the CEO of BBS, but one of the founders and the slave of BBS.
Okay, cool, buddy. Yeah, all right. Hey, we got a caller here, folks, for you. So let's put him on the air with us. Let's see what we get. All right, caller, you're on the air.
I've come to save you, dear one.
Jara.
Is that Jara?
That's Jara.
Jara.
See, I told you, they feel it.
Jara, say they're listening, so we have to get off the computer and call.
I see. So, Jara, do we have the worst show on BBS?
Well, we have the best show on BBS Radio.
Your name, wait a second, is your name Jara? Your name is Dennis.
That's right. This is Dennis, and our show just comes on before yours does on Channel 3.
Oh, you mean they could be getting... Oh, wait, no. Your show would be over before ours started, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Oh, hey, all right. You're not competing with me anymore.
So they're doing a little commercial for their show, Don. What do you think of that? I mean, here we are...
I think we should report them.
Here we are talking... Is it Jara? Or, I call her Jara. Now, Don said you call yourself something other than Jara.
That is so, you know, even when you say it, I mean, when I say it, it doesn't sound as bad as when you say it, though. I mean, I say Jara, it's kind of a soft touch, but you really give it that jar kind of
sound. Yeah, that's true.
I see.
You know what I mean? Almost like Jarhead. Jara.
Well, let's
you really, I mean, when you utter it, it's uttered.
Now, when the Donna Wynn show first started, it was kind of educational. Those of you who listened to the first few, but I doubt if anyone who listened to the first few is still listening anymore. Okay.
Don't worry. If we get enough complaints about an audio file, we'll pull it.
Now, Jarrah?
You know, the only show that's ever happened to is ours, Wynn. That's a fact.
If I could get on any other show.
That is a fact, by the way.
My little keister off, and I get on this show, and I'm speechless.
Well, yeah. I get on the show, and I'm speechless also, and I'm the host.
You got to move with the groove.
Okay, John, what's been happening to you the last 3 days? Do you want to elaborate on that?
Sure, absolutely. Most of the time during the last 3 days, it's just been extreme. It's almost like you're in one world, partway in fifth dimension, let's say, in that kind of an energy feeling. You're just giddy happy, and it just flows through you like water into every corpuscle.
Corpuscle.
Yeah, in them. And so as it's flowing in them, it's, I don't know. I just think the energies are alive, electric. I see orbs and energy spheres and colored spheres and movements, and I don't want to sound as wacky as some of the hosts, but yeah, they tend to communicate if you believe that you can and they wish to and you wish to and the circumstances are right and things click and you're feeling a little weird, it happens. And it's pretty awesome. So, I don't know, just strong, very strong energies. They feel alive with strength, compassion, beauty, love, willpower. But, yeah, I would have to say very dominant flavor of willpower and compassion.
Yeah.
And strength. I mean, that the will, the strength. I mean, that is just so prevalent in the energies.
Now, yeah, the strength. Very
interesting. Hey, Don, let's treat Jar and Dennis like they're our guests, okay?
Okay.
So.
Oh, God, I just drank it again.
I'm
going
to
be right back. I'm going to grab myself a fresh cup of coffee in the hopes that I don't forget and try to slurp this plug down.
So, when you managed to park the car.
Oh, I parked the car, yes. I'm sitting here in Calabasas at a gas station.
Is it a nice gas station?
Yes, it's a nice gas station. It's got shrubbery all around it. I'm looking at a stoplight. I think we are inventing a new science on the Don and Wynn Show. It's called Speech pathology.
Speech pathology.
Do you know what pathology is?
Yes.
What's pathology?
Pathology. The path that you move to the ology.
Thank you, Dennis. And that is our woo-woo explanation of pathology. Now, Jarrah, what does pathology mean to you?
Oh, my goodness, I'm leaving the room right now.
We're
That's
driving,
logical, wouldn't you say?
We're driving our guests away, right?
Oh, my throat feels like it's freezing up.
It is.
Yeah, I swallowed this little, look, when you swallow this coffee and your sleeve, you're wearing a robe, and a big spider, something, falls out of your robe, into the coffee, and you drink it, and you got legs moving in your mouth, like legs. And you and you know, I didn't think I swallowed it. But then I took a gulp, and then I walked upstairs. Now my throat feels a little weird, so I walked up in the kitchen. I went to pour out the rest of the coffee, watching it. Darn thing wasn't there. So I'm pretty sure I swallowed the critter. And I'm feeling a little weird.
You might get high from it, Scott.
I'm telling you. You know, the spiders around here, you know, they got...
Interesting. This is spider medicine.
You know, I'm telling you. Eight. That's a powerful number. Eight legs, spiders. I hate spiders.
That reminds me of that old joke. What's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
Finding an apple in your worm?
No. God, you know what's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
No. What?
Finding half a worm.
You know what's worse when you take your hot dogs? You're in Vancouver, you're working, and one of your workers grabs his hot dogs from this vendor down the street, and he's a perfectionist. I mean, perfectionist. So he grabs these napkins. I mean, everything's in perfect place on his desk. Everything. So he grabs this napkin, and he sits it neatly, squares it up with the rest of the crap on his table, and then slowly unwraps his hot dog. I swear.
He does this in public, correct?
No, this was a guy who worked with us a long time ago. I can't get it out of my head because he pulled the darn wrapper off, and this millworm falls out of the other side.
You're violating censorship rules. You can't unwrap. You can't talk about unwrapping your hot dog in public on our show.
I was going to tell you how many dates I got that night, but no, I'm not going to. Yeah, he was incensed. We actually had to be party to it. It was great. I'd never in my life seen a guy so incensed. I mean, that was the word for it right there. Because he was, and this word just slowly blots out, and then on the other end, too. I mean, what do you say to somebody when that happens?
I wonder if any of the guys on my conference call are still on the line. They tell me, they all listen in for the first 10 minutes, and then they say, okay, we've heard enough.
Of what?
The Don and Wynn show.
Well, see, they're probably listening now.
They probably are.
Yeah.
Align with you, Don.
They're listening now. They're saying, hey, this is the new Wynn and Don show.
Dun, 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 dun.
Maybe we should play our intros and exits backwards. We should. I might even try it.
I think we should get off the line.
Let's get these bums. Why don't we get these bums off the air?
I wanted to interview Jar and Dennis because I want people to know they have an interesting show.
All right.
Okay, Jar.
Yeah.
Are you there, Jar? Jara?
It is Jara.
What happens? We live our life and we are constantly putting on the tape recorder and taping us. And then what we find is we can create a collage. Sometimes there's interviews, sometimes there's just, I don't know, wandering. And we have fun with it. And I think we're the only ones on BBS radio right now that are doing what we're doing. But ask me some questions, Wynn, or ask Dan.
Well, let me ask you, do you think your show is better than the Don and Wynn show?
Absolutely.
Well, actually, if you listen to our show first, you go to station 3 and then listen to it, and then you come to the Don and Wynn show.
Then it just flows. That's right.
To get into what you guys are doing.
Actually, I have heard a couple of your shows because I had to put them together, the beginning ones. They were awesome. I mean, they really were. As I was chopping them together and listening to the tracks and splicing them up, they were really good. I mean, you guys are nutty. And that's what makes it so good. But you're nutty in a very wonderful way. You actually add so many different elements into your audio file that it makes for just a fantastic mix. It's excellent.
Ah, yes. Well, thank you. But I do mean it. If you listen to that and get into this show, because what's happening with you guys is an immediate focus, a snapshot of energy that's happening right now at this time. And for whatever reason, people do relate to that. And it's probably because they're going through it themselves. Quite often when we're being honest, we're actually telling our truth. That's when things actually start to connect.
I like the way you said that, telling our truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on.
And for us, we like to be creative with it. We love to, you know, the more we can laugh about what these things are, because, yes, there are some amazingly ignorant things still occurring around us, but that doesn't mean that we can't make a difference. And right now, we are feeling the energy, just like you're talking about in the last few days.
Yeah. You know that, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that little blue energy thing that was showed up on that video monitor that the news programs carried?
Yeah.
You remember that? Well, I've got something similar to that that comes at night, and it's purple, and yet it has little tubes attached to it.
Tubes?
Tubes. I swear to God, if you were to draw a ovally type object, make it very purple, and stick tubes out of it. Not tubes, it would be like little holes, that like noses, but not, you know what I mean, like little things that come out, almost like pinhead, only the openings are very large, not really large, you know, about the size of a finger. I don't know. I guess you'd envision it to be...
This isn't an alien spider, is it, Don?
I'm telling you, it's a weird-looking, I guess you'd call it an orb.
Yeah, now we saw this. When we were up on the farm, we saw these tubes.
Yeah, there was a lot of activity that night.
I mean tons of tubes, like the whole thing all the way around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyways, we were standing on the deck, and this shooting star came right over behind our heads, over the house, and went maybe 60 feet and stopped. And what was that movie years ago where the guys were down in the submarine and there was consciousness down there?
Yellow Submarine?
No.
Alien?
No.
It wasn't
like that at all. There was this kind of like, Dustin Hoffman was in it. And there was
7,000 Leagues Under the Sea for 200.
Doesn't matter. These translucent, transparent, wobbly tubes of light came over our head. They were about 80 feet away, I would say 20 feet up. You could have climbed inside them, and they just popped. And they, for me, they were three different colors. Pink, blue, and a white one. What did you get?
I got the white and the blue.
Now, we have a witness that was with us that didn't see them at all. She was looking at what was going up on, you know, up in the air, and we are looking like straight out from
into the horizon
where we're standing.
Yeah.
So she didn't see what we saw. Now, what were those?
Good question. Strange things are happening, strange anomalies. If you're willing to look for them, you'll find them. It's like the synchronicities. They're just happening. And if you
let's ask our listeners, if there's any left, if they would like to call in and let us know what they experienced over the last 3 days.
Yeah, has anybody else out there had voodoo in their pants for the past 3 days or something? Give us a call.
Any of you drink any flies in your coffee? Any funny little things?
So, John, should we get off the line then and open it up?
Get them off the air!
John, no one's going to call us.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, hold on. Let's make a plan. If no one calls us in... you all knew what I was thinking, but it just didn't work out the way I planned.
If no one calls, we'll just sit here and be quiet.
I can't do that. I wouldn't even know how to do that.
You wouldn't.
I was made to speak.
I thought the good show we did was a couple of weeks ago when we had callers coming in and doing their own, what would you like, how would you like to host a show on PBS? And then they would call up and they would, it's like a reality, let's be a talk show host. Dennis, you want to be a talk show host on PBS?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, take that. So, if anybody wants to call in and is listening out there, tuning into the Win and Dawn show, we do have an 800 number. It's 877-876-5227. And if you're outside of the calling area, 530-876-3222. But give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us if you've had any experiences in the last 2-3 days that kind of fits in with what we are or aren't talking about.
And we do promise to be good if you're a stranger calling us.
Well, no. Strangers, we're hard on you. Friends, we'll be all right with. But if you are a stranger out there, you've never called in, I wouldn't be tempted. We're going to get on you.
I think your mother is even. So
we got a caller. All right. Caller, welcome to the Dawn and Win Show. Win and Dawn Show. Both shows. Ah, Adelaine.
No.
No?
Allison, Allison.
There you go. I haven't been drinking any spiders lately, but I noticed that there was a really big spider climbing up my wall the other day.
Really?
Yes. And I really don't like spiders. Ever since the Twilight Zone episode I saw as a kid.
Yeah, I wonder what happens if you swallow a poisonous one. I mean,
I don't know. I can't imagine those legs tickling the throat as it went down.
Yeah.
Allison, do you know what has 16 legs and undulates?
16 legs and undulates?
Yeah.
No.
A spider doing push-ups on a mirror.
What? I'm not sure I want to know the answer to that one.
That was the original one. I just made it up. By the way, for you folks that don't know it, Allison is the creator of one of the maybe the most uplifting clothing line in the world. Her clothes have words all written on the inside of them where you can't read them, but your body feels their energy. And they make people feel good.
And from what I understand, folks, if you're tuning in right now, you may be able to get one of those shirts that says PBS Radio somewhere hidden within the fabric.
Yeah, and if you find one of those, then you get an extra $1,000 bonus.
Yeah.
Why stop there? We're giving it away, folks.
this is the Creo Monday lottery, okay? Buy a shirt, and if you find PBS Radio printed on it, you get $1,000.
Now, no using your own inks. You got to buy them from us.
Yeah, but it has to be the same font, and it has to be somewhere in there.
Allison, yes. are you still running your 50% off Christmas sale?
I am, actually. So it's a good time to be getting it, because it's probably the best price you're ever going to see on Creo Monday.
Now, your shirts are not made in China, are they?
No, they're made in Canada.
They're made in Canada.
Yeah. We've got two manufacturers, one just outside of Toronto and one in Montreal.
Now, it's very rare to get an article of clothing that's not made in China these days.
I know, and it's getting more difficult here because we learned a few weeks back that Dominion Textiles in Montreal has closed its doors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to make it a little more difficult to get yarn to knit the fabric for us.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you're friends with Jara, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
You're both in the same city, right?
More or less. We're in the city next door to them.
Jara, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Jara?
Yes.
That's Don, isn't it? Don is not a very good imitator.
He's not a very good impersonator.
No.
He thinks he is.
Well, John, we were just about to give you that $1,000 lottery award, but you're not on the line, so too bad.
Well, anyway, I'll let you guys go. I just wanted to share, you seem to be into insect stories tonight, so.
Oh, yeah.
Said I didn't swallow one, but it sure crawled past me, and I moved real fast.
Allison, you're not a regular listener to the Don and Wynn show, are you?
I'm an irregular listener.
That's like most of our listeners. I'm even a little irregular.
Well, I'm usually in bed by 9. That's my problem. I'm early to bed and early to rise.
Mm-hmm.
So I happen to be a little more awake tonight than I usually am, which is why I turned on your show.
All right.
We're honored to hear you. This is one of our more worst shows, but that's okay.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what.
Dramatically speaking, of course.
I will share with you my bell that I ring for good news for Creole Monday just to see if I can get some vibration working for you for the show.
Excellent. Excellent.
You ready for this?
We could use it.
You ready?
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my ship's bell.
I love it. I'm already in love with Wynn.
All right, guys. You have fun.
All right.
Well, hey, we didn't sell your website yet.
Oh, no, you didn't. www.creomundi.com. CREOMUNDI.com.
Yeah, actually, folks, that really is a website checkout. I mean, if you're serious about change and taking action, that's a great way to start.
There you go.
You don't have a shirt that says Ron Paul on the inside of it, do you?
Jean Paul?
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, no.
Oh,
that was,
tell
well,
you
I
what.
I thought you were talking about Jean Paul. He's one of the famous transvestites
can you get,
in
can
Toronto.
You, can you make
thought,
a few shirts?
Jean Paul.
Can you make a few shirts that would have Ron Paul all inside them? Ron Paul wins 2008. Ron Paul wins 2008.
No, I'm not running with him, Don.
I like that idea. Get back to me on that, would you?
I will.
Yeah.
Why don't you have Ron Paul on the outside and Ron Paul on the inside?
No, on the inside. It's just a commitment between you and the shirt and Ron Paul.
I think Don will market those for
you.
Darn
right, I will.
Yeah, I think he would too.
I would. Anything to help that man. I'll give that man a hand. I love him.
You know
I
what?
Love him because he just, to me, feels like the only hope. The only hope for truth, honor, integrity, justice.
Do you know that's probably a really good idea to do something like that?
Absolutely.
Actually, did you know that, Allison? That's a really good idea.
Wear the Ron Paul wherever you go. The Ron Paul polo.
It's
the Ron Paul polo wherever you go.
It puts the consciousness with you all the time.
Keep it next to your heart.
Yeah.
Wins 2008. Get back to me on this. I'll definitely like to get some pricing out.
If you guys make a lot of money, remember, it was just my idea.
Well, wouldn't it be more intent in the shirt if
oh, heck,
had a,
no,
an,
you'd off, you'd offer
an American a, company working with this on us?
You know, to be honest with you, there are so many Europeans throughout the world that love Ron Paul. I don't think I think he loves America, and he loves anyone who loves America, and I think he loves freedom. And really, that's the truth of it. He loves freedom. But he also knows that in order to have freedom, you got to celebrate each other's uniqueness, not try to destroy it.
Yes.
And that's what our...
You have to be inclusive and not exclusive.
Right. And much of the border problems we're having and everything, it really is a product of destruction.
Yes,
and,
it is. And
yeah.
We're feeling it in Canada,
yeah,
I tell you.
Yeah.
You know, we used to think it was relatively easygoing. Not that anybody could just walk across, but, you know, a
no,
lot lighter than it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it's part of the package. It's
getting a little tight over there, a little tense when you're crossing the border these days.
Yeah, well, that's by design, too. You know, That's just where they're trying to take us, and we aren't going to accept it. They don't get it yet, but they're going to figure it out soon.
Yeah, you want a population that lives in hope and not in fear.
Well, you know, there's not enough of them. That's the thing. They may have all the money. Money don't mean spit when you've got a country the size of America pissed off.
Yeah.
It's people. It's citizens. You know, we're free thinkers. You can't go corporal fascist on us that fast. We'll knock your shit off. And that's what's occurring.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's an awakening.
It is.
It's been a bit disturbing from.
Well, it's the media. Believe me, it's all the media crap lies. Media lies. Media, big media, they all lie. I got to tell you, I have a loathing and an apathy for them. Well, maybe not an apathy, but an extreme loathing, because apathy would almost state like I don't really care, and I do. I want them out of business.
Yeah.
I want these crooks rounded up and tried for murderous, treasonous acts. And I think that the way of it justifies that, considering the brainwashing they're doing and the lies that they're spinning in order to have it done. I just don't go for it anymore, and they need to go.
Well, this could be a hot potato question, but just hearing about those tapes that were destroyed recently.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and people got it.
They were destroyed a while ago. It was like, holy smokes.
Yeah, we got to get in there and say, okay, you guys are out. You're bums. Get the hell out of office.
Excuse me for being ignorant, but what tapes were destroyed?
This was the CIA tapes that they had destroyed about some pretty tough torture.
You know, they got rid of all their email, destroyed all the packets of that, destroyed. I mean, anything that would incriminate them, they've already long ago.
Yeah, that was just the tie-ins have been. A couple of days ago.
It's just, look, you got criminals. You just think like a criminal, and you know that's what they'll do because it's the easiest route.
Yeah, it's a bit scary.
You know, when people become monsters, they're no longer scary. They're pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Allison, have you listened to our Wednesday night conference call? We're doing something really special Wednesday evening.
I don't think I have, no.
You might make a note, and anyone else that's listening, go to the website, theradiantzone.com, because we're doing live channeling with people asking questions. And I'm doing it with a fellow by the name of Matthew Edwards, who has a phenomenally wise source that is just changing people's lives. And some of the channelings of the previous Wednesday are posted on that website. Let me repeat it. It's theradiantzone.com. Remember, it's got the word the in it.
Okay.
And the phone number is right on the website, okay?
And Wednesday at what time?
6 p.m. Pacific Standard. We're doing it every Wednesday. And people get hooked on it, man, because people that are going through changes that need support for their changes, this is some of, you know, it's not esoteric information.
Right.
It's really human, practical information that this guy comes up with.
Wow. Okay, I'll check that out.
Jara has actually asked them a question, and it seriously impacted her life. I think she'll tell you. Okay?
Interesting. I will look into that.
If you can seriously impact Jara's life, you have done something momentous.
She's a pretty special lady.
Yes, she is. Listen, why don't you stay with us? We're going to call in the light to close the show off.
Okay, sounds good.
Don, isn't that about right time now?
Well, it's getting close, yeah. It's 51 after. We got about 4 minutes.
This is where we'd like everyone to listen, who's listening, to join in with us. And it's like a prayer, but prayer is an old-fashioned word. It makes people think of religion. It's a better word is group intention, where we meld our energies together. And all of this exists multidimensionally, so we're existing in each other's spaces, even though our bodies are spread all over the world. So we're going to invoke the part of us that's in other dimensions, meld it together. And then there's positive beings in those other dimensions, and they're going to join with us, and we're going to have to use all that energy of intention to focus positive on our planet. And on that note, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each one of us, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our universe to the center of the galaxy, to the, through our solar system, through the energy fields of the Earth, to our bodies, and to the center of the Earth. Each of us is a lightning rod for these energies. And right now, we're going to see our individual energies expanding and touching each other. Wherever you are, all listeners are going to, who want to, who participate free-willingly, are going to touch each other, and we're going to create a group energy, and we're going to invite those positive sources on the other side, all those angels, all those group souls, Jesus, whoever you have put in your own mind, you can think them, invite them to join our energy that we've created right now. And we're going to take this huge energy and surround the Earth with it and let it fill in the dark spots. Let it fall over Washington, D.C. and find whatever compassion is left in those people who are making decisions. Let it bring peace. Let it bring solace to those people in the Middle East. Let it bring peace to those people who are in places where there's been natural disasters. And let it radiate from you right now. See yourself connected to this huge energy and radiate it through your body into your own home, into your family, into your community. And let any negativity let go in all those areas into this huge energy field for the highest good of all concerned. And on that note, thank you, Allison. Would you like to add anything to it, or Don?
No, you just give such a beautiful calling and then the light. It's a pleasure to be on the line when you do that.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, yes. Well, yeah, I actually do. Send it like a bolt of lightning, Thor's hammer, and smack it right into Washington, D.C. Let's send it there. And then everybody focus. One big stream of thunder and lightning right down on Washington, D.C. Of course, all beautiful, spiritual, loving white light, but make them feel it.
Yeah, we'll ask Archangel Michael, particularly, to work in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And on those notes, that is another night of the Don and Win Show, or the Win and Don Show. We're still working it out. Good night, Hildy. We love you. We missed your call tonight. We look forward to your email telling us what a bad show we had.
Well, folks.
Hildy is Don's mother.
Thank you. Thank you. It was wonderful having you with us again, Allison and Win. And you've been just listening to another show with Don and Win. Up next, we have a fabulous program, a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. This is a pretty special guest, Transformers, Shamans of the 21st Century. So it's something you want to stick around for. You don't want to miss Zany's programs. He really does do one of the finest programs on the network. He's absolutely excellent. His guests are excellent. And it's something you do want to stick around for. So right now, we're going to put on a little music for you, and we'll be back.